episode 716, right here, right now. Hey, this is Kaylin Wargo, and I've stolen the mic. You're listening to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie with my mom, Christiane Wargo. I hope your Christmas celebrations were full of laughter, love, joy.
Wait. What are you doing, girl? Did you just come into this studio and you decide to take the mic?
Sorry, Mom.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You all had an opportunity to speak to some of my other babies. Well, this is my oldest. This is Kaylin, and I am so delighted to have her in the studio today. It's been kind of a crazy weekend. She's been on call all weekend. Tell me what your weekend's been like, girl.
You know, it's been good and bad. I had yesterday off, Christmas Eve off, which was wonderful. And the beginning of this morning, Christmas Day, I had the beginning off, but then I had to go into work later. And so luckily I was able to get off after that, but it's just kind of been up and down.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Tell us what you do, why you're kind of on call.
Well, I am a PCT. That's a patient care tech. And what that is basically a CNA, a certified nurse assistant, or something like that. I can do anything that a nurse can do except handle medications, mess with the IV, you know, to that record. So I have been on call because, you know, it's Christmas and we never know what's going to happen. I work on the surgical floor. And I absolutely love it. I'm surrounded by incredible people. They've inspired me to want to go into the healthcare even more, and I'm thinking about becoming a surgeon myself, so we'll see about that. But today, on Christmas Day, they actually didn't need me on the surgical floor. They needed me at the hospice house. And I worked there for a while, actually, before I moved to the surgical floor. So it was nice to see, you know, old friends that have been or have become family. But I had one of my patients pass away today. And, you know, that was really, really hard to obviously watch the family go through that, especially on Christmas. You know, just the husband of the wife who passed away, you know, was incredibly tearful, which I would be too if I were in his shoes. And he just looked at me and he's like, "We did the best we could." And I said, "Yes, you did. You know, you did more than that." And she's not in pain anymore. She's been suffering for a really long time, and she went home to Jesus. And he's like, "Yes, she did." And he's like, "I can rest in peace with that." And I said, "Well, how long have you guys been married?" And he said, "We were married for 38 years. And I said, "What a blessing those 38 years were." And he said, "Yes, ma'am, they were." And he's like, "Would you be okay if I had her wedding rings so I can hold on to those?" And I said, "Of course, you can have your, you know, your wife's wedding rings. Let me take them off for you." And, you know, he was just hugging me and I was hugging him, and we were sitting there, you know, praying and crying together. And it just breaks your heart. But, you know, just his words, you know, "We did the best that we could with the time that we had." You know, it really hits home. You just never know when it's your time to go home.
Yeah, time right here, right now. You got me crying already. Bring in the waterworks here. It's interesting because we focus here, and you know, I talk a lot about this. Even when you come home, you're away at school, you're going to college, you're going into the medical field. Your actual subject study is
psychology pre-med is my focus.
Right. So that's your focus. And then, of course, your ambition is to continue on to medical school. Well, with that, when you became a CNA, you did that through high school. Your first real job was in the hospice house. And that was a tough job, was it not?
It was tough. It was very tough. I mean, people who are in the hospice house or in hospice care, they're there because there's nothing else that we can do for them. They're on their deathbed. They're going to pass away at some point. You know, some of them go there thinking that, "Oh, I'll be here for a while. I won't go just yet." when sometimes in reality they get there that day and they pass away within the few hours that they get there. And that was the case for this beautiful woman who passed away today. She arrived around at 8 o'clock this morning and passed away just before 11 this morning. So
right here, right now, time. God doesn't guarantee time for us. He only guarantees the moment that we're in. And we think about Mindful Monday and just coming off Christmas and being able to celebrate with family and close friends. It's wonderful, but sometimes I think we forget that we're human and that in a blink of an eye, our life can change.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely can. And it's something that you just gotta hold on to and truly treasure and, you know, take mental snapshots of every moment, you know, that you experience, whether if it's good or bad, you know, because it's those moments that make up a lifetime, and this lifetime is short compared to the eternity that we will spend with Jesus Christ.
I love that, mental snapshots. What are you taking a picture of today? What did you take a picture of yesterday under your Christmas tree? Were you looking for that special gift to give you something that you thought was missing in your life that would fill that void? Or was it something that you didn't receive and you still feel like there's a hole, there's a gap, there's a lapse in time? Right here, right now, God has a special plan for you. That sweet couple, Kaylin, of 38 years. I can't imagine a lifetime. And that was their lifetime together, not whenever they got married, you know, before they got married. And that time, she lived a very long, it sounds like, in a beautiful life. And we never want to let anybody go. But, you know, you deal with this all the time, and especially when you work, because you were in the hospice house for how long? How long did you work there?
It was about 7 months. So a decent while.
Yeah. And that was a tough job to get right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, I was 18 when I first started working there, and now I'm 21. But someone who's never experienced death before, you know, it's a really hard thing to see. When you see the life go out of somebody's eyes, it's not easy. I feel like if it ever comes to a point where, you know, that doesn't seem as hard anymore, I would be very concerned about my own well-being, because, you know, it's just, it's a life and it's not here anymore. It's, they're either gone in heaven or, you know, somewhere else. But at least with where I work at this hospice house, we're very much centered around, you know, Christ, which I love. And so we're able to openly talk about him. And so a lot of the times that's incredibly comforting for a lot of these families. They hone into their beliefs and their love and their trust and their faith in God. And I mean, you see their struggles, you see them wrestling with, oh, why is this happening? Why do they have to go now? And it's even more heartbreaking when you see younger individuals go away. I had this one patient who was about 32 years old, and she had young, beautiful, two adorable children, you know, running around. And she had very terrible cancer that she had been fighting for many years, but she lived a very full life with the amount of time that she had on earth. She was able to see a lot of the world, and even though her children won't remember her, they were four and under, they'll be able to hear all of the amazing stories that, you know, their mom, you know, did, and who she was. And she was very giving, and she was very loving and very adventurous. And she took the kids and her husband on missionary trips, and they did all these amazing things. They traveled the world, and it was all about giving and loving. And, you know, when my papa passed away at the age of 65, you know, there's always a saying that, you know, God brings the ones that he loves most, that have done the most, home the quickest. And so with my papa, I felt that's just, you know, where he needed to be. And by papa, I mean my grandpa. And I think that's exactly where this woman needed to be, because she just needed to be home with him, with God.
Wow. Okay, more waterworks here. That's all I can say. Can you tell she's my daughter? Just a little bit. You mentioned there about a full life. What in your young wisdom that you have, and now that you're like a full-fledged adult, because you can do everything now here in the States, right? Because you can not only drive legally, but you can also vote and you can drink. So, I mean, that's about as legal as you can get in this world. So with that all being said, you were talking about a full life and living that out. What does it mean to you to have a full life?
Well, for everybody, I think a full life is something different. But for me and just what I've experienced, a full life isn't living with just within myself. It's about giving and truly, you know, giving part of yourself, not just part, I would say giving all of yourself to everyone else around you. You know, this life is not our own. We are God's children. We are placed on this earth to do His work, to do His service. And that's exactly what I want to do within the medical field. I want to serve, you know, God by healing His children and doing the best that I can with that. But it's more about, you know, the individual experience that you have with others, serving and loving and sacrificing and, again, serving. That's just, it's so important, just surrounding yourself with the ones that you love, and just truly remembering every little bit and not taking any second for granted. It's those moments that end up meaning the most, or the little things, not the big things like the vacations or, you know, the type of paycheck that you get. It's just truly living in the moment. I'm sure that you hear my mom say all of the time, I am her daughter, if you cannot tell. But it's just, you know, living every day as if it were your last. And that's truly been my focus with these past few years, is I've seen that more and more just as the days go on, even with working in hospice care and then moving on to the surgical floors, you don't know. And it's important to hold on to those. Even if you have no idea what your next moment will be, you have no idea, you know, when the next job will come up if you don't have a job, or you have no idea when a significant other will come along, or if you're dealing with an illness with a family. I have no idea what your situation is, but just from what I've experienced, it's just truly honing in to those moments with the ones that you love and just cherishing them.
That's beautiful. I gotta tell you, I'm a proud mama, and I'm so glad you stole the mic. I'm so glad. Yay! I mean, to have her in the studio is fun. I mean, I like her having her just home, but to bring her in the studio, I was like, hey, you wanna go record with me? And she was like, oh, no. And the next thing you know, she's in there on there already playing around, because she's actually the one who taught me how to do some of the behind the scenes work. So that's kind of fun that she was the one who did all of that. So we go way, way back. Well, Kaylin, do me a favor and share with us one of your favorite Bible verses.
My favorite Bible verse, for sure, and it's something that I hone into and hold on to when I'm, you know, going through a little bit of a rough patch, which, you know, everybody has those moments, but it's, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose, and that's Romans 8:28. And for me, you know, I don't know where my life is going to end up. You know, I'm wanting to go to medical school. I have no idea what school that's going to be, when that's going to be. You know, I have no idea when I'll meet my significant other, or when I'll settle down and have the family that I so long to have, or when I'll end up becoming the physician that I so want to become. I have no idea. But what I do know is, you know, God has me, and that's the one constant thing that I know I can rely on and lean on when I'm struggling with things not happening when I want them to or how I want them to. You know, He sees the bigger and better picture. And so I trust in that, and I trust in Him.
I love you, girl.
I love you too, Mama.
Well, as you can tell, we just really wanted to come here. And this is just a time to remind you, literally right here, right now, don't wait another second. You want to change the way you're eating. You want to change your health. You want to change. You want to do something you love. Change that hobby into a business. You want to heal your marriage and you want to work on it because you're tired of the arguing every other hour when you're together. The struggles. Maybe you are a divorced mother and your relationship with your ex and co-parenting is just not working out right. Wherever your situation is, like Kaylin said, God's got you right here, right now. He doesn't care where you've come from. He doesn't care what race you are. You know why? Because he created you. And within you, he created a purpose. You see, that's what we need to be mindful of. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, maybe that empty hole that you've been trying to fill with stuff. I know I've been there, done that. Maybe it's a guilty thing. You know, shopping can be as much of an addiction as alcoholism. And we try to do things, sometimes even volunteering in the church can be just as bad as alcoholism. We all have our vices. The thing is, though, are you using your vices to glorify God? Are you using them in the places that he wants you to be? You see, don't wait till the new year. It's right here, right now. Because when your time comes, whether you're in the hospice house or you are just in your own bed, or maybe you're somewhere else and God calls you home, will you be ready? Right here, right now. Kaylin, before we close, is there anything else you'd like to throw in? Because this has been awesome.
Well, I just hope everybody has had a Merry Christmas. I know the holidays can be hard. It's not always as full and as joyful and, you know, happy as it is for others. And so for the ones who are struggling with that, you know, my prayers are with you. But just know that a better season is coming. So hang in there. God bless.
Amen. And with that, I love you all so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.